müssen wir da jetzt graben?
Naja, wir vermuten ja, dass wir maximal 20 cm, das ist relativ nah an der Bodenkante. Ah, warte mal, schau mal. Also eigentlich müssen wir noch tiefer, aber hier ist irgendwas. Warte, ich gehe mal ein bisschen mit der kleinen Schaufel dran. Ah, ist so steinig. Okay.
Da blitzt das.
Was Goldenes. Das. Okay, es scheint rund zu sein. Warte, ich gehe mal drunter.
Ich glaube, das ist das eingegraben, oder?
Wahrscheinlich, weil es ist halt so nah an der Bodenkante, aber...
As you can hear, this place is full of wonderful sounds. Everything is familiar, yet strange. While the nuances of each new day pour over me, rain sounds different than snow, mist and fog change the acoustics as much as temperature and air pressure. I seem to be the only one noticing it. People seem to be untouched by sounds. Instead, they are obsessed with vision. Their optical sensing and recognition apparatus is much more developed than their ears. What is strange is that they cannot actively utter colors, as one would assume, given that vision seems to be their primary modality. After all, we can create sound as much as we can listen to it.
They communicate with their voices and listen to each other with their ears. At least we have something in common. Since listening and comprehending are my strengths, I learned the language reasonably quick and noticed that it is full of words derived from the visual sense. There are thousands of names for colors, shapes, visual structures, patterns, and so on.
Interestingly, they translate language into writing. Words, sentences,
whole stories can be and are indeed turned into visual shapes. Static, forever engraved into a physical visual form, never changing, but constantly fading away, It is like a million voices from the past directly whispering at you through your eyes. However, they believe in writing as if it would come or actually be one of their gods or elders that sings to them.
What I just think by ear, tell and retell stories, listen to my ever-changing environment. They believe in the seemingly static nature of their voices, captured and transcribed visually as they believe in their writing and imagery.
Wahrscheinlich so groß wie eine CD, wenn man es aus dem, ja, aus dem Schnitt, ja, rausnimmt. Das ist okay.
Ist drei.
Aber gut, es scheint auf jeden Fall noch über unsere eigentlichen.
Aber glaubst du, dass das für uns relevant ist, wenn wir vorsichtig sind?
Also ich würde es auf jeden Fall jetzt mal dokumentieren im Schnitt. Und auch alles darum putzen und zeichnen und fotografieren.
Also, ich glaube nicht, dass es Müll ist.
Nein, ich denke nicht, dass es Müll ist, weil. Also, es sieht ja wirklich aus wie eine CD, aber es, diese vergoldete Oberfläche mit diesen kryptischen Zeichen darauf. Also das,
ja, das stimmt. Das
ist, also, und selbst wenn es Müll ist, wäre es wert, es mal zu untersuchen.
Ja.
Weil es ja doch ein also, weil es nahe einer Müllhalde ist und eigentlich ist es untypisch, dass in einem Park wie diesem so etwas zutage kommt.
Wenn wir es genau anschauen.
Ja. Okay, das heißt, ich lege das noch. Aber das ist ja komisch. Wem könnten wir das denn geben, um die Daten oder um also falls denn, also vielleicht wäre es ein Versuch wert, mal versuchen, die CD als CD auszulesen.
Unbeschadet ist.
Warte, ich mache noch schnell ein Foto und dann kann ich mal wirklich mal ganz zart das Objekt zu sehen. Protokoll, Grabung Auerwelsbach Park. Datum 20.06.2019. Ausführender Schilling Grill. Maßnahmennummer 171. Maßnahmenbezeichnung. Ergrabung eines kaiserzeitlichen Pavillons im Kontext der Architekturanlage Schönbrunn. Sie sitzt recht locker im Erdreich.
Da hat sich jemand sehr bemüht, da was drauf zu schreiben.
Schnitt 5a, Profil E. Proben entnommen 2 Stück. Bei der ersten Probe handelt es sich um einen Gestein. Dein Kiesel ähnlich rund ca. 2 cm im Durchschnitt. Bei der zweiten Probe handelt es sich um einen Teil aus dem dunkelbraunen, lockeren Erdreich zur weiteren geologischen Untersuchung.
Found object. Flat circular object of unknown use and origin. Localization. Latitude. 48 degrees, 11 minutes, 16.20 seconds north. Longitude, 16 degrees, 19 minutes, 1.80 seconds east. Maria Hilver Straße, 1150 Vienna, close to Technical Museum. Type of methodology, excavation. Context of discovery, unknown. Date of excavation, 20th of June, 2019.
Na, und der 64 Hertz, das hat sich nicht ansehen.
Die Chance, das hier zu finden, ist eigentlich eher gleich null.
Ja,
Fund einer, vorläufige Interpretation des Fundobjektes zurzeit nicht möglich, da es sich um ein unbekanntes Objekt handelt, welches kulturhistorisch derzeit nicht kontextualisiert werden kann. vorläufige Datierung aus eben genannten Gründen nicht möglich. Fotografische und zeichnerische Dokumentation angefertigt und angeschnitten.
Irgendwie einem optischen Datenträger ähnlich auslesen zu wollen, könnte gelingen.
Ja.
I am obsessed with sonic texture, their granularity and speciality,
or lack thereof.
The pureness of a fine tone, the grittiness of a roaring voice. The longer I roam, the more I get the hunch that they are affected by these sounds as well. When asked, however, they often deny to be influenced by sound.
3.2.
Mostly,
it is used for sounds made on purpose
that are not music. I often have difficulties to differentiate between these categories.
Unbekanntes Objekt, Interpretation unbekannt.
I collect sounds. I acquired a machine that can record and play back what it hears. Playing back means that by pressing a button, something the machine previously listened to can be heard again. In difference to what the seller claimed, the playback does not sound exactly the same every time.
Small changes in playback speed, a rasping or crackling appears every now and then, always at a different point.
When I pointed out this fallacy, the seller did not understand what I meant. I think the machine is not broken. I would have been surprised to be confronted with an exact copy of what the machine listened to. After all, everything changes all the time. Sound is time-based, even time-dependent. There is no static in sound, only continuation. Sound is ephemeral. Its decay is inevitable and immediate.
Transcribing the media and reading it back cannot be done without a tool. There are many different vehicles for sound recording. Phonographs, voice writing machines, and magnetic storage media called tape or music cassette are analog systems contrasting to discrete number-based ones storing the information optically called CD, magnetic dust, HDD or semiconductive physical
SSD. Or semiconductive physical.
People seem to be eager to introduce abstractions into this storage system. Magnetic storage, for instance, can be written and read out with electrical devices and turned into electrical signals. This has the advantage that it can be manipulated, copied and amplified.
The signals can be manipulated, copied and amplified. During these operations, no sounds are heard, or at least no signals that I can associate with the ones stored on the machine. It seems like the sound is held in a different plane, inaccessible to me, unless I use a dedicated playback device. People found a way to even further manipulate this. By discretizing waves into tiny static sections, each indicating one of a very finite number of values. When varying the strength of an eclectic signal fast enough according to these values, an impression of a dynamically changing wave unfolds, which can be made audible by a loudspeaker. Basically, an electric coil that is attached to a piece of cardboard. This technology is broadly used to store away sound. A playback of these chunks is a surprisingly realistic reproduction of what was previously captured. I wonder if this technology also allows to create sounds that were not recorded before.
Ja. Es gibt eine Rhythmik 120 Beats ungefähr. Hm. glaube, man sollte schauen, ob es wiederholende Muster gibt in dem Bereich über 1000 Hertz.
Specification of excavation: 18 centimeters below ground level, horizontal position, no associated context. Description of condition. The physical object is marked by wear and tear, with minor scratches and some fading on the surface. The material basis appears stable and intact. The digital object cannot be verified in the authenticity, but the migrated fragmentary textural representation reveals semantically informative material.
The dissection and examination of a recording device turned out to be valuable. I found several identifiable components, some called microphone, to turn pressure variations into changes of electrical current. Others to measure this current some 10,000 times per second to encode the reading value into a binary representation. They refer to this stream of information as being of digital nature. A third component, the memory, is used to store away the digital sound stream, while a fourth component makes it possible to play back, make audible, what was previously stored. I was particularly surprised to see the meticulous attempts built into the machine to ensure an exact replay of what is stored on its memory, since for me it is common sense that everything changes all the time. Deterioration, dynamics, and change are fundamental to the nature of everything. Everything is sound. Sound is ephemeral. It can only be reimagined and reinterpreted. It turns out that our common sense knowledge is not obvious to the designers of the machines and to the people here in general. Instead, they try everything to keep the copy and its reproduction as clean and equal to the original as possible.
Zur Stratigraphie des Schnittes. Diese beschreibt sich folgendermaßen: dunkelbraunes, lockeres Erdreich, mittlere Feuchte mit angehäuften runden kleinen Steinen, hellgrau im mittleren Durchschnitt messen diese ca. 1 bis 3 cm. Sonst keine weiteren Auffälligkeiten. Bei dem Erdreich handelt es sich um eine Art eines gleichen Erdreiches und keine weiteren Grenzflächen erkennbar. Der Schnitt an sich misst ca. 30 cm in der Tiefe und 50 in der Breite. Die Schnittstelle des Fundobjektes liegt bei ca. 18 cm unter der Erdoberfläche. Horizontal, sehr dünn.
So, lad dir mal das Pfeil.
Und im weiteren Umkreis der Schnittfläche keine weiteren Auffälligkeiten erkennbar.
Jetzt hier im Pfeil. So. Können wir uns die Sample-Differenzen ansehen. Sehen. eindeutigen 16-Bit-Pfeilen. Wie man es erwarten würde, planen Sie die. So, Piktogramm einmal. Ob sei es 512. FFT Size 2048. Oh, das dauert ein wenig. So. Sehen wir da.
A lot of the media used for storing digital information is prone to errors in reading and writing.
Since the process of replaying information is very delicate, even for small errors, they use mechanisms they call error correction.
Such error correction is built right into the reading mechanism, sometimes even into the data storage itself.
Information is not written in its natural order of appearance, but is scrambled in a specific way.
In case chunks of the pieces of data are not readable anymore, not a concatenated chunk of information will be missing, but rather small pieces that might even be reconstructed based on the information around them.
I wonder how such mangled information sounds.
They claim that error correction allows for clean, reproducible audio, but it comes with a price.
Although the recorded sound can be fully reconstructed from a medium with moderate data failure, but the degradation that happens on the medium itself will eventually take over more data than what is needed to do the reconstruction.
When this happens, the error correction fails. The sound stored on the medium is completely lost from nearly one moment to the other.
This means that the process of degradation is ubiquitous, yet hidden. It happens all the time without anyone noticing, only until it is too late.
Cultural historical description. The data object and its physical and digital existence can neither be classified as a known cultural artifact, nor can it be assigned to historical context.
Digital is a strange beast. People use it as a term for everything and nothing at the same time. Digital is information stored in binary format. Digital is everything that has to do with modern living. Digital is the way of life. Digital is a synonym for activities of communication via a network called Internet. The notion possibly has its origin in the development of computers, machines that calculate states, blazingly fast, yet still static, discrete. Listening closely, digital turns out to be threefold. There is data, a symbolically encoded description. In the case of sound, It may consist of a series of numbers representing the deflection of a speaker cone at a given time. But it may as well be a set of rules on how sonic qualities could be derived from environmental factors. There is hardware, physical boards populated with semiconductive components, connected with wires, both printed and free-running, spinning magnetic discs, sometimes magnetic tapes, microphones and loudspeakers. They form a complex system on which data is stored and processed. There is the interpretation level. Data storage is so general, so abstract, almost always in binary code, so that an interpretation guideline is needed to determine how it is turned back into sound. The borders of these classes are fuzzy. Interpretation can be hard-coded into wires, or, as it is the case with error correction, data may contain information on how it should be read. One factor informs the other. One cannot be examined independently of the other.
Zum Fund an sich, dieser beschreibt sich als eine kreisrunde, flache Scheibe, im Durchschnitt 12 cm mit einer kreisrunden Aussparung in der Mitte. Er setzt sich zusammen aus einem mehrfachen Schichtaufbau. Die stärkste Schicht ist dabei eine transparente Schicht, die kunststoffähnlich materialtechnologisch zu klassifizieren wäre, gefolgt von einer sehr, sehr dünnen metallischen Schicht, welche bedeckt wird von einer goldähnlichen Schicht. Auf der goldähnlichen Schicht befinden sich nichts zu identifizierende Zeichensymbole, die sehr wahrscheinlich manuell und nicht maschinell aufgetragen wurden.
To answer my question interfering with the digital audio reproduction part, namely the generation of digital audio, is not only possible, but an integral part of music production. Voice of production, its generation, is separated from music consumption, its perception, not only by the time that passes between production and consumption. Moreover, there are selected people that are explicitly appointed to music production. They use specific tools that are far more open in their ability to produce dynamically changing structures than the usual playback devices. For them, variations of what was previously heard are not only possible, but highly encouraged. Similar to analog instruments, extending the physicality of the body by resonant structures and vibrating elements, there are digital tools where the sound production operates equally to sound reconstruction in recording machines. In difference to those, the directive for the signal to be played back by the digital instrument are not determined by the previously recorded streams of sound. Rather, they are influenced by dynamic systems of varying degrees of flexibility. While some are pretty fixed to a limited vocabulary of sonic chunks that can be played back at different times, others dig deep into the complex interplay of digital dynamic systems.
With those, it is possible
to create sounds unheard before and to intertwine them into a complex sonic weaving such that both their source and their performance become unidentifiable and their interplay cannot be untangled.
impossible to untangle.
Most of the time, however, these musical instruments are used to create fixed recordings of music, rather than being recognized as a music medium themselves.
Der Zustand des gefundenen Objektes beschreibt sich den Umständen, also den Fundumständen entsprechend relativ gut. Die Oberflächen sind jeweils gezeichnet von abrasiven Erscheinungsformen. Die obere goldene Schicht oder vermutlich Goldschicht zeichnet sich durch minimale Oxidationserscheinungen aus. Die aufgebrachten Symbole sind sehr wahrscheinlich intakt und nur wenig minimiert in ihrer Materialität. Die untere transparente Kunststoffschicht weist minimale Kratzer und
methods of examination. The optical technological reference leads us to the attempt to read the disc with a conventional professional optical disc drive. Asus BW16D1HT SATA. We succeeded to extract the binary data stream while also verifying its integrity. The readout yielded a digital audio file PCM encoding, 16-bit T-channels interleaved, of undefined sampling rate, and investigative audio analysis with software tools from Music Information Research, MIR, revealed a distinct repetitive spectral structure that could be transcribed to text symbols. Since we lack knowledge about the specific cultural context of the text, we could generate only an incomplete interpretation with marked ambiguities.
Sehr rhythmisch, sehr stark rhythmisch. Halbsekundentakt, würde ich sagen.
The ubiquitous fixation on static reproduction and thus error correction makes me think. How could the threefold of digital be formed to allow for a more open approach to digital sound? A representation with or without a lesser amount of error correction may unfold aesthetic possibilities for a more dynamic and generative approach to digital sound. The uncovered digital rot would be made explicit. Decay types would emerge. Naturally, decay is present in all parts of the Trinity, and all of its appearance has a characteristic effect on the sonic gestalt of the emerging sounds.
I shall investigate.
Lautstärkekurve. Ich glaube, die spektralen Differenzen sind da interessant, wenn sich das genauer anschaut.
Technical description. The cylindric disc is made of a transparent polymer. A silver reflective layer a gold-plated surface and measures 120 mm in diameter, with a 50 mm center hole, with a plate thickness of 1.5 mm. The disc weighs approximately 28 grams. The gilded surface bears black inscriptions, probably applied with the water in sealable ink by hand. The silver reflecting layer appears to carry a microscopic spiral pattern similar to the compact disc. ISO 9660 EN 60908. The information extracted cannot be assigned to significant characteristic of a digital object because of missing documentation of adequate data interpretation.
Bis 1000 Hertz gibt es eigentlich ein Bassfundament und dann wird es sehr strukturiert in den Höhen. Über 1000, über 800 Hertz. Bis 10 Kilohertz. Das ist scheinbar so zwei Schichten. Das heißt, diese Untergrund, so Branchenuntergrund und rhythmische Akzente. So, jetzt müsste man sich die Lautstärkekurve ansehen. Kann ich das machen? Eine Periodizität von 10 Sekunden. Thank you. schön, darüber lachen zu sehen. Vielleicht auch die Stereo-Basis. Vielleicht müsste man die Kanäle trennen. Das getrennt ansehen. Erkennen kann, ob das Panning fix ist, ob das fixe Events sind.
Totes, Bovermann, Grill, Leibet Seder, Schilling. Researches of the Rotting Sounds Project.